Okay, let's begin. Maseches Sukkah, Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph in the Yerushalmi Maseches Sukkah. Again, the pagination is a little bit off in the art scroll Oz Vahadar and the full Oz Vahadar. So we'll be announcing, but I guess the pages that we'll be using would be by the art scroll and the Oz Vahadar, as has been the determination of the Daf Yomi. And we'll continue with that, but the Yerushalmi is the Yerushalmi. So Maseches Sukkah is a new world, right? You have Yuma and then Sukkah. Yom and Sukkah, after Yom Kippur comes Sukkos, and that's why it makes sense to have one after the other. The Rambam talks about this, what exactly the order is. If you look in the beginning of the Yochanan Boaz, I think it's the Tosfos Yontif, of course, for the Rambam. Kazav Rambam Bala Sayim Dvara Bishalosh Regalim. The Kodim Zedibala. First we have Pesach, Vinishalo Ladabra Al Inyan Sukkos, Vishvuas. Velo Nimsalo Mashidabra Bishvuas. A Shvuas doesn't get its own Mesechta, so what are you going to talk about next? After Pesach, you get to the holidays in Tishrei. Why isn't Rosh Hashanah here? That's a good kasha. Why Rosh Hashanah is afterwards? But Yom Kippur and Sukkos go together. The Masechta is about a number of sugyas. As we know, the first two prakim are about the sukkah, and the next two prakim are about the dal and minim. And then we talk about the mitzvah of nisach hamayim and the mitzvah of arava, which we have a zecher to today. Why is it in that order? The Rebbe Yisrael Radishev asks, why in the Torah Shebichsav, we have first Ulakachtam Lachem Bayom Arishon. First we have the Dal and Minim, and then you have the Pasuk of Asukos Teshuvos Shivas Yamim in Parshas Emor. And Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi flipped it. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi first talks about the mitzvah of Sukkah, and then he talks about the mitzvah of Dal and Minim. So this could be connected. I don't know if Rebbe Yisrael connected it to this one, but it could be connected to his idea that he says, in another context, if you look in the Tosfos Chadashim, one of the commentaries on the side of the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, so he talks there, the beginning of Maseches Psachim, he discusses why it is that we call Pesach Pesach, even though if you look in the Torah, Pesach is only Erev Pesach. The holiday, the seven-day holiday in Nisan is Chag HaMatzos. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. And we call it Pesach. Why? Because this relates to the Gemara in the first Barak of Brachas in the Bavli. Kadosh Baruch Hu always takes pride in us, and we take pride in him. And that's why in Hashem's Tefillin it says, Hashem Elo, Mika'amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz, and in our Tefillin, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's why in the Klei Yakar says in Parshas Matos, Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael to take Nikmas Bnei Yisrael mi Midyan, and Moshe turns around and says, take Nikmas Hashem the Midyan. Because Midyan did two bad things. They did something against the Jews, and he did something against God. So which one do you give priority to? Right? And that's the idea that's quoted from Levi Yitzchak. Yesh lafari shalpim asher noda. I'm reading again from the Tosfos Chadashim here. We're prop going to become a Rashi. B'shir Hashirim. Shekadosh Baruch Hu mishtabeach umispayer es atzmo ba'amo beis Yisrael. Ukumamaram zechazal the tefillin demari alma maksibahu mikamchi Yisrael goyechad baretz. V'taynug shel Yisrael lomar shevach shel Hashem Yisbarach. And the tainug of Am Yisrael is to talk about a great Hashem is Baruch Hu v'rach Shemo. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkein Hashem Echad. V'hinei akarban nikra Pesach. Hu lashon chanina. What is Pesach? Hashem passed over our houses. So Pesach, the name Pesach is about the Rachmanis of Hashem. So that's what we call it Pesach, because we're being mazkir and invoking Hashem's chesed on us. The shem zeh shavach shal Hashem yisparach shem chamal al amo b'nei Yisrael. U'b'shem ayantav shnikra chag ha-matzos. Matzos is about ki garshu mimisrayim v'lo yachlo lismameya. We didn't wait. We went out and we had bitachon. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to give us food, and we ran out. Yatzu miyad shelo hayim misakvim klal v'yadarab hayim mizurazim b'mitzvah Hashem atzloi be'efshari lehischametz ha'isa v'zehu shevach Yisrael k'mam harakatz of zachar dila chesed nirayach lech dechach rabbi midbar. So too, it could be Sukkah is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us in the midbar, whether it's Machlokas or Blazer Rabbi Akiva, whether it's Ananei HaKavod or Sukkas Mamish, but either it's about Hashem's godless. That's why Rabbi Yudanasi flipped it. He put Sukkah first. Dalad Minim is about our going out with mitzvos after Yom Kippur and celebrating and the messages of the Dalad Minim. So the Torah puts Dalad Minim first, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishabech and us. And now we're doing a lot of mitzvahs, while when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Danasi put the Dalad Minim second. There's much to talk about. Well, maybe just mention a couple of other points by way of introduction. The sukkah that we are talking about, the first two prakim, we know the Gemara is going to mention, and it's in the Bavli Daf Yud Aleph, Machlokas Rav Elazar Akiva, why do we sit in the sukkah? Because Hashem told us to sit in the sukkah. What does sukkah commemorate? Sukkah commemorates either the Ananei HaKavod, the clouds of glory that Hashem surrounded us with, or sukkahs mamish, or actual sukkahs booths that we were in for the 40 years. Again, there's a ton to talk about each of those. What shows its significance, though, we mentioned this often, in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the Torah quotes that we paskin Ananei HaKavod. We paskin Ananei HaKavod, and the Torah waxes poetic, and Hashem protected us, and He took us out at a time of year that was very nice, and it was the springtime, and the Bach there, in Tafresh Chafei, wonders why the Torah has to talk about all this Hashkafa. The Torah is not a Sefer Musar in Machshava. The Torah is a Halachic Sefer. So why do we talk about that? It must be, says the Bach, that this mitzvah of Sukkah is different than other mitzvahs, where we say mitzvahs, maybe you don't have to worry about the Tam and think about the Tam. Why it's so important that the Torah quotes it? It must be here, the Tam and the Machshava, what it's supposed to remind us, is part and parcel of the mitzvah. And he calls it, these are the three Lama'an mitzvahs. Right, Laman Yedu Darasechem Kivasokot Oshafti. If the Torah itself goes out of its way to say, do the mitzvah so that you remember, so it must be that that remembering is part of the Iker HaMitzvah. Laman Yedu Darasechem. And he says the same thing by Tfilin, Laman Tiyat Daras Hashem Aficha, and the same thing by Tzitzis, Laman Tizkir Vasisim Haskol Mitzvosai. Those are the three Laman mitzvahs where the Tam is part and parcel of the Kiyum, and that's why, according to the Bach, it says, like, if you don't have that Kavana on the first night of Sukkot, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. Lachad Chila, we try to have that Kavana, but the Eved, the Prima Gadim says, but the Eved, you probably be Yotzei without it. Why, according to the Shita of Ananei HaKavod, why is it that we know the Gemara in Tainus in the first Perek tells us that there were three great miracles that took place in the Midbar? Right, we have the Mun and the Be'er and the Ananei HaKavod. Ask the Mabit, why do we only have a holiday for one of them? There's no holiday for the Be'er, and there's no holiday for the Mun. Those are great, amazing miracles. There are three miracles, right? B'schus Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So why do we only have a holiday for one of them? So that's what the Mabit writes. The Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. Reb Moshe Ben Yosef of Trani, right? He wrote the Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam, the same time that the Kesef Mishnah, the Yom HaSakai wrote the Kesef Mishnah, Chuvas Mavit, and he wrote the Beis Elokim. The Beis Elokim has Shar Tfila, and Shar Tshuva, and Shar HaYesodos. It's a Hashkafic work that, should be more popular. He has unbelievable Yesodos. So he writes in Shar HaYesodos, in Perek Lamed Zayin, he asks this Kasha. Says, why is it that we only have a holiday for one and not the other two? V'yef shalomar, ki gam sha be'er v'aman ha'yunisim u'fersamim le'ein kol, v'smidu kol arba'im shana, even though they all three were miracles for all 40 years, kivan shal yadavar hechrechi, since Hashem took us out, 2 million people out to the desert, He has to give us bread and water. He has to give us food and water. Obviously, He had to do it in a miraculous way, because He took us out to a place without civilization. But He had to do it. That doesn't show His love for us. It wasn't as mukhrach as the other two, kamohem, we had to protect us, but this was in a very super miraculous way. That's why that really shows Hashem's love. It's something extra that He didn't really have to do. Kind of like the Pnei Yoshua regarding the Eres Chanukah. That, you know, Hashem didn't have to do that miracle. He did a miracle. That really shows the love. And that's why, even though Tum Hocha B'Sibur, it still shows our love. So to the Mabit, right, this shows above and beyond. Kigam Badavar Shalawaya Hechrachi Kamachal Umishte Asaka Yisbarach Nesu Pela Imahim Bamidbar. So that's the, regarding the Ananei HaKavod. There are many Halachal Moshe Misinais regarding Sukkah. We'll have to learn. Good Asik, good Achis. Walls shooting up, walls shooting down, roofs shooting down on the side, pitikra yorid v'sosim, lavud, within three tvachim, dofan akuma, bent walls, all of these, sukkah is full of halacha l'moshe misinais. That's all regarding some ideas regarding the sukkah and the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah of teshu ke'ein taduru. The dalamidim, which we'll get to, b'Hashem, in the third and the fourth parak, are about more a ton in the third parak, and that's Of course, one mitzvah, right? We say that they are ma'akev each other. The lulav and the esrog and the aravos and the hadasim, they're all ma'akev each other, and is counted as one mitzvah. one mitzvah, they're ma'akev each other. Interesting, the Rambam has the rule that usually you think that mitzvahs that are not ma'akev each other are counted as two mitzvahs, and mitzvahs that are ma'akev each other is counted as one mitzvah. So it works most of the, right, if it's dvarim ha-ma'akvim, did I say it right? Dvarim ha-ma'akvim ze'ezeh, if they're ma'akev each other, then it's one mitzvah. Right, if they're not ma'akev each other, that's two mitzvahs. Right, and that works by tefillin and tzitzis. Right, tefillin and tzitzis. Tefillin are not ma'akev each other. I'm sorry, it does not work by, that's the Rambam's kasha. It works by tefillin. Tefillin are not ma'akev each other, and that's why it's two mitzvahs. Right, if I only have a shel brosh, I put on the shel brosh. But if things, items are ma'akev each other, then l'chora, it should be, it shows it's connected and it's one mitzvah. The problem is tzitzis, lavan and tcheles are not ma'akev each other. Right, if we don't have tcheles, you wear the lavan, but it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, not ma'akev each other. So it's like tefillin, it's not ma'akev each other, it's one mitzvah. I thought the Rambam says it's that the rule is if it's not ma'akev, it's two mitzvahs. So there must be, Rav Soloveitchik explains, based on the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself kind of alludes to it. There are two types of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. There's ein ma'akvin zedzeh, it's two independent things, like tefillin. There's ein ma'akvin zedzeh, where there's ikr v'tafel. And if you don't have the tafel, you do the ikr, right? All the parts of chalitza was the mashal. Right, taking off the shoe is ma'akev, is you have to do. The spitting is a machlokes. The kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. So it's not ma'akev, so you can count it as two mitzvahs? No, it just means that it's a tuffel part of the process. So those are two examples of ein ma'akev zedzeh, either two independent or one ikr, one tuffel. But here, by the dalad minim, they are ma'akev each other. Ma'akev zedzeh, and this is a classic example for the Rambam, it fits, that is one mitzvah, it's ma'akev zedzeh. There is an idea that if you don't have all four, there's an idea of taking it zecher. The Ravid quotes that. The Rush quotes the Ravid in the third parak that says, if you don't have, let's say I don't have a Ravus. So he says, take all, without a bracha, but take all three. Shlo tishtakech toras dalan minim. And he says, how do I know? What's my raya? What's my raya? Because the Gemara says, if you don't have an esrog, don't take a quince or a lemon. Why? Because asili de churva. Ah, why don't you take a shlo tishtakech toras? No, the Gemara says, because it could lead to terrible in the future. They'll think, oh, this is a mitzvah. And you could take a lemon or a quince. So the Ravid says, so only when there's a risk factor of asil de churva should you not take it shlo tishtakech. But if there, you're just not taking anything, you're taking three, it says in the Torah, you have to take four minim. This is never going to lead somebody to think that three is enough of the mitzvah. And therefore, he says, Shma mina hecha deleka lamecha shlo churva ki hacha tzorach laminka ki hechi de lo tishtakech mitzvah lulav. If you're missing one, mitzvah litol es alulav levado, below esrog, lezichron ba'alma, kadesh lo deshachek toras lulav, kedamrin and v'chulu, and he continues. That's quoted by the poskim, Mr. Brua, in Tafresh Memtes Nun Gimel. Tafresh Memtes Nun Gimel. The Mr. Brua says, at the, where is it, Nun Gimel? He says, v'hu adin, where's the line? Arba minim, im ein b'chol ha'ir, arba minim ksherim, yito mashenimsa. If you don't have four minim, take what do you find? Shnayim oshlosha minim. V'yaseh kol ananuim. V'chein shliach tzibor. U'bavad shalo yivarech. You can make a bracha. Aval osu likach min acher. That's the issue. You can't take a different min that's not one of the dalam minim. D'yavo litos b'shar shanim. Masha'en kein b'shlosha minim yavo litos. Da'kol yodim shesorach arba minim. That's an important yisod based on the... You read the Gemara, you might think like, oh, okay, there's no such thing as shlo tishtak. Right, the asil churva. No, it says the Ravid, and it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that it's only asil churva if you're taking a different min. The Achronim, the Sfas Emes on Daf Lamed Aleph discusses, why isn't it Baltigra? Why isn't it Baltigra? So he knows, no, Baltigra is only when you're doing a mitzvah in an inferior way. If you're not doing a mitzvah, there's no Baltigra. Right, if I put three corners on my tzitzis. Tzitzis on three corners. That's not Baltigra. I'm not doing the mitzvah. That's zero. Right? That's not, if I put three partios in my tefillin and not four. That's not Baltigra. Baltigra is, you have to be doing the mitzvah for it to violate Baltigra and then do it in an inferior way. Like, what was the classic case of Baltigra? By Zrikas Hadam. Right? I only do one instead of four by a Karban Chatos. So one, you're Yotze. One, you're Yotze. That's why it's going to be Baltigra issue, because you are Yotze. Okay, that's a little bit about Dalaminim, and then we'll have to get to the later prakim about the mitzvah of Arava and the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, the special din of Nisuch HaMayim on Yontif. A lot of symbolism to that. But either way, Adkan, the Hakdama, let's get into some of the Masechta itself. So here we go. Sukkah Shi Gavoa. So remember the names of the prakim are the same in Bavli and Yerushalmi. Sukkah shigavo alamala me'esr mama, a sukkah that is above 20 amos. So our girsa is lamala me'esr mama, right? Other girsos have sukkah shigavoa esrim ama, right? Lamala meaning what if it's exactly 20 amos? Exactly 20 amos. That's the other girsa. If you look in the Tosefta also, Sukashi Gavoa Lamala Me Esrim Amma. That's our girsa. So again, if it's above 20 amos, psula, that's puzzle, and we'll see why. Rebuda is Machshir. He says that it's okay to have above 20 amos. V'she'ena Gavoa Asara Tvachim, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, right, that's the range. 10 Tvachim to 20 amos. Less than 10 Tvachim, V'she'en Logimot Tvanos, it doesn't have three walls. V'shachamasam Ruba Meitzelasa, psula, and its sun is greater than its shade, puzzle. So we'll see in the Gemara the reasons for all of this, but if you look in this Nakavo Asara Tvachim, so if you look in the Karban Eda here, he quotes, why is less than 10 Tvachim puzzle? Didira Sruchahi. It is a Srucha, it's a disgusting, it's an uninhabitable, let's call it that. Dira Srucha is an uninhabitable Dira, but Ein Adam Dar, but Dira Srucha, you can't live in it. Less than 10 Tvachim, it's so short. This is based from the Rav Bartanura. The Tosfos Yontif points out that the Gemara talks about Dira Srucha, but not Dafka here. The Gemara talks about if you have things hanging down and you can't walk in and it's like pointy, that's Dira Srucha. But the shear of Ten Tvachim, the Tosfos Yontif points out, is based on other sources. Either it's Al Chumash B'Sinai, Ten Tvachim is a shear, or maybe it's based on the Kruvim, right, the Aron. Remember, the Aron is Ten Tvachim. So he just wonders why the Rav Baitanur has to come up with Dira Srucha. Not exactly what the Gemara says. But the last line is also important. Chamasam ruba mitzelasa. If it's more sun than shade, is pasul. Why is that? So look in the first Rashi on the first Mishnah here in Maseches Sukkah. Rashi quotes, why is it? Hamuat batil barov. If it's more sun than shade, the shade is batil. Hamuat batil barov, v'hariu kamisha eino. It's as if it's not there, it's as if there's no schach. If there's no schach, if it's more sun than shade, then you go right batel barov. Val shema schach kari sukkah. That's also an important line. That's we'll get to that. B'ezras Hashem. But the Mefarshim, the first Kehilas Yaakov in Sukkah, discusses Rashi really doesn't mean batel barov. Batel barov usually is when there's bittel, when there's a mixture. When there's a mixture, you could say there's bittel barov. When there's two things, you don't say bittel. Like when you shech, you have to shech the rove of the pipes of an animal for shechita. So what do you say? Batel barov. Once you did rov, then the meat is batel and you did the whole thing? No. That's rubo kakulo. Right? That's a different yesod. So the stipler says that's what must be what Rashi means here. It doesn't really mean bittel barov. Rubo kakulo means you define the reality in a certain way. You define it by the majority. But if there's no mixture, you can't say bittel barov. You can't say bittel barov. So that's an important, that's the stipler talks about that again. The first stipler in the Masechta, he talks about the difference between those two ideas. There's no bittel here. He says, So it's a different. It's not when there's a mixture, but you define it, and that's really what Rashi must mean here, which is also a chiddush. And then he quotes again a chiluk barer. The ruba kakula lo shayach ala b'shamiyat mishuna b'metzias me'arov. Shu mamish hefech harov. When two things are opposite each other, that's when you can say bittel. Aval kusharov amiyat ina mishunim zemizeh b'metzias rak b'dineyem. Right? If it's just two things that are not opposite, but they're just a different in din. Here you have shechted. Here you don't have shechted. Here you have covered. Here you don't have covered. One's mutter, one's aser, so that's eno bichlal. That's not included in that din of bittul. Okay, so that's an important Rashi just to be aware of. We continue. Again, sukkah is one of those mesechtas that are jam-packed, and we'll have to do what we can. Says the Gemara, sukkah shi gavoa. So the Gemara is going to start off, as the Bavlis do, that the Mishnah here is parallel to a Mishnah beginning of Erevin. Mishnah Erevin talks about a mavli. Remember, a mavli is an alleyway surrounded by three walls. And the fourth wall, Chazal say, you got to put up something because people are going to walk. It's connected to the street. You have to put up something to, we'll see, either hecker to remind you, hey, you're going into the street, or mechitza, or it's an imaginary separation. So you have to put, let's say, we'll talk about a korah, right? A korah, a horizontal board at the end of the mavi where the mavi meets the street. So there's machlokas there also whether the mavi has to be within 20 amos from the ground or it could be even above 20 amos from the ground. Good. So the Gemara is going to comment on that. Where's the source for that? What's the source for that? And then we're going to see if that connects back to us as well. Rav Yossi Amar Lastam, Rav Yossi said the following anonymously, Rav Acha B'Shem Rav. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who say that the Mavui's Kora, the horizontal board that's matu the Mavui, Rabbanan Yafa Lomi Pisco Shalechal, they learn it from the doorway of the Hechal, which was 20 amos high. Rav Yehuda Yalavi Pisco Shal Ulam, Rav Yehuda learns it from the Pisco of the Ulam. The Ulam, remember, it was in front of the Hechal, and the Ulam was higher, it was 40 amos. So, that's what they learned it from. So Gemara says, one second, if Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Ulam, shouldn't it be limited then to 40? Imi Pisco Shal Ulam, Dayo Arbam Amma, shouldn't it maximum be 40? Detanina Taman, Pisco Shal Ulam Gavo Arbam Amma, because after all we learned in the Mishnah Mesechas Midos, the height of the Ulam. Remember, Midos is Bias Sheni. Let's review for a second. The Torah tells us about the Mishkan. Sefer Malachim Aleph tells us about Bias Rishon. Mishnah and Midos tell us about Bias Sheni. Sukkim and Yecheskel, which we don't understand most of them, tell us about Bayis Shlishi, right? So that's the, those are the, structures. So most of the time when Chazal talk about the Beis HaMikdash, they're using the Bayis Sheni, Meseches Midos dimensions. So we learned in the Mishnah there that the Ulam was 40 amos high. V'rachbot Esra Mama, why 20? Tani Rabbi Chiya, filo arba v'chamisha Mama, and even 40. And Rabbi Chiya said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be even 40 or 50 amos high. Tani Bar Kapar, filo chamea Amma, question mark. So you can't say that the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, by Mavui, is about relating it to the Heichal of the Ulam. Because then even Rabbi Yehuda should have a limit. Should have a limit of 40. Because the Ulam wasn't higher than that. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try again. Right, that was try number one. What the svaras are for Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Number two, Amar Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yehuda Kedaiti, Rabbanan Kedaiton. Maybe it's a different machlokas, Lishitaso. The Taninan Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah in Erevin, remember this case? We had it towards the end of Erevin in the ninth parak. V'chein, gesharim hamafulashim. What if you have a highway and you have an overpass over the highway? Under the overpass, do you say the principle of pitikra yorid v'sosem? It's as if you have two walls and then the other two open sides, it's ki'ilu, the edge of that overpass shoots down. So it's as if underneath is a rishus hayachid. So do you say that? That's a machlokas tanaim. V'chein gesharim hamufulashim, gesharim bridges that are totally open, mitatl and tachtayim b'shabes, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, you say this principle of pitikra there, and therefore you can be mitatl under it. This rishus hayachin, v'chacham emosrim, and the chacham say, no, you don't say pitikra there. So we say, oh, maybe it's the same idea here. Heich demada atamar taman. Just like you say over there, according to Rebbe Yehuda, atro es atikra kilu yoredes v'sosemes, you view as if it goes down, kachat amar hacha. So too, when it comes to the mavui, right, you say, wherever the height is, even if it's above 20 amos, it could be shoot down and you say pitikra. Kachat amar hacha, atro es amal tera kilu yoredes v'sosemes. Right, because as the Pnei Moshe here explains, even if it's much higher, Diladidei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Disfira le Kora Mishum Mechitza. Kora is Mishum Mechitza. It's as if it's an imaginary wall. I mean, Pitikra Yorvisosim. Fine. But the Rabbanan hold that the Kora is Mishum Heker. You have to recognize it's going to be a reminder that you're going out to the street. So that's going to have a limit, because as we're going to see later on, you don't see above 20 amos. Your eye is not drawn to something above 20 amos. And therefore, is it Mishum Heker or Mishum Mechitza? If it's Mechitza, above 20 amos would still be okay. So that's the suggestion for how explain the Mishnah in Erevin. So now the Gemara says, so isn't it the same machlokas? Just like there's a machlokas there, there's a machlokas here. We want to parallel the laws of Mavui, the laws of Korah by Mavui, and the laws of Sukkah. So Gemara says, not true. Velodamia, don't compare them. The next 20 lines, we're going to have differences between Mavui and Sukkah. which we then will have to come back to and say, okay, so what's this reasons by Sukkah, right? We brought this whole thing to say, oh, there's a machlokas by Mavui. Could we say that those svaras work by Sukkah too? And we're going to have to saying, no, we can't, because all of these differences. Here we go. Yej darim ksherim b'sukkah b'sulam b'mavui. There are some things that are kosher in Sukkah and pasul in Mavui. Ksherim b'mavui b'sulam b'sukkah, or the opposite. Let's start. First, we'll have things that are one direction. Duk runin. What if I stick basically poles, or it's reeds. I put, let's say I have a roof. I want to build my sukkah on my roof. So I'm going to stick poles of reeds on the four corners and put tzchach on it. Does that work? So Gemara says, ksherim b'sukkah. That's good for a sukkah because the walls of the house ki'ilu shoot up. Good achis mechitzta. As if you have a sukkah, right? If you have just four poles with tzchach on top of it. Upsulin b'mavui. But by a mavui, you can't just, you can't put reed poles, right? If you put reed poles on the edge of your mavui and then you put a board on top, not good enough. The board has to rest directly on top of the walls of the mavui. It can't be resting on top of poles. But by sukkah, it can, right? Psulim b'mavui. Vitani kane. And we said, we also have it b'feirsh and abraisa. Hevi arba dukron and v'sika chagabim. You bring four of these poles and you put tzchach on it. And again, the akimta here is that we're saying it's on top of a house, so that's, you have the poles of the house shooting up. Bisukka kasher, ubemavui pasul. So that's one difference. The Gemara just adds, hadad atamar, when do we say that this would be pasul in a mavui? Where you have reeds on the edge of your mavui and the walls on top of it, bigabon shlosha lamalam, because they are mavui. If the reeds are at least three tvachim high. Avalim eno, gabon shlosha lamalam, because they are mavui kasher. If it's not three tvachim high, those reeds, then it's kosher. Why? That's the principle of lavud. Right. Lavud means if within three tvachim, it's ki'ilu, it's closed up. So then it would be considered ki'ilu, it's on top of the wall. So that's just an addition to that difference. Or also, b'shein ben rochav arba. Also, it's only if those poles are just skinny poles in the corners. They're not four tvachim wide. Avalim yesh b'hen ochav arba. If they're four tvachim wide, then I feel gavon kama kasher. Then even if they're more higher than three tefachim, it's kasher. Why? Because those are then considered extensions of the walls of the mavui. If they're so wide, so the rule is the board has to be on top of the walls. Okay, but here the walls are higher if they're so wide. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem either. But that is all. What we say so far, one difference. We said one difference, something that's kosher by sukkah and pasul by mavui, these poles that are put on top. Next, defanos. We'll go with the carbon aida's reading. If you have two walls, two and a little bit, ksheras b'sukkah, psulas b'mavui, right? They're kosher in the sukkah and pasul in the mavui, right? Mavui, yes, we said, surrounded by three walls, just the fourth one open. Sukkah, you have two and a little. V'tani kein, and we learned, shtayim kilchasa v'shlishas afilu tefach, right? That's what we paskin, right? What is sukkah needs two walls, and a third is a little bit, even a tefach. Right? The Gemara elsewhere, we'll get to it. Remember the Gemara beginning of Sanhedrin talks about what's the machlokas, or Bishimin says you need more, right? Three and a little. Yeshim lemikra, yeshim lemesoris. What's based on pasukas, right? Or the Gemara says maybe it's a machlokas about whether schach needs a source, or whether it's, logical and it's automatic. We'll have to get back to that. Whether Rashi says, the beginning of the Masechta, I just read it quickly, al shem haschach kari sukkah. Right? The schach is the definition. So that's also one of the svaras. Look in Sanhedrin and the Babli, Dav Dalid, two different days about this idea, about the how many walls for a sukkah. But anyway, two and a little bit. Rabbi Chiya b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, you could even have, if you situate the walls in a certain way, shtayim shalar ba'abar tfachim, your two walls could be four tfachim each. As long as you position it within three tfachim of each other, you don't have a space of three tfachim, and you have omid ruba la paritz, and you have lavud, you position it, v'shlish is afilu tefach kasher. So, meaning you could have minimum bare-bone sukkah. We don't try to do this bizman hazeh. But you can have a minimum bare-bone sukkah, and obviously Mavi can't have that. Mavi is totally enclosed on three sides. Ube Mavi achei megufaf mi'ar baruch osav. Right, so another difference between sukkah and Mavi. One more. Rachav me'eser amos, right? If you have the fourth side that's wide, very wide, more than 10 amos, b'sukkah kasher. Right, sukkah, you got three walls, it's fine. You can have a huge opening on the fourth side. Obamavi pasul and Obamavi pasul, right? Until you close it up. So this is all things that are kosher by sukkah and pasul by mavi. Part of it, we're not going to plug it in right now, but part of it is that we discussed this back in Masechah Shabbos. Shabbos, it's more of a din of hekef makom. And sometimes that has chumers and kulis. Sukkah, you need a structure. you might be able to have an imaginary structure based on Halacha Moshe Misinais, right? You look at this, you're like, what kind of structure is there? There's no structure. It's all airspace. But you could use Pitikra and you could use Lovewood. So you could have an imaginary, but it's a structure. You need mechitzas, right? Shabbos might be more of a din of Hekef Makom. So that might, that there's a, got to plug that in, but that's why there could be differences between. But now we have differences where things that are kosher by Mavui and possible by Sukkah. And basically, Sukkah needs Schach, right? Sukkah needs Schach, good with requirements of Schach, and a Mavui does not. Hidlal, as a Gavin, as a Lav, as a Kisos, the Mishnah later on. If I take vines and I stretch them to cover the Sukkah, right? That's possible Schach. What does Schach need? Grows from the ground, not attached to the ground, and Enum HaKabal Tumah. Those are your requirements. So Hidla, as again, as the last, if I grab vines and pull it over the Sukkah, v'sichachava magabav, and I can throw in some kosher schach also, psula, it's possible. It's mechuber. And yet, what, by a mavui? If a mavui is roofed, you don't need anything. Right? Cause that's like a house. So that's a difference in the other way. Hada at the Gemara just adds, in this difference, Hada at the Mar, al beis sasayim, that's only as long as the mavui is not humongous, right? It's not 50 by 50 amos, it's up to beis sasayim. Aval yosim in beis sasayim, if a mavui is more than beis sasayim, af nasis kemechitza, and it's covered by these reeds, so that's not such a strong covering. Nasis kemechitza shukvel izroim, so then it's like what we had in Erevin, what's called karpef shlohukaf ladira. If you have a large area, even if it's enclosed, but if it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes, so then it's considered a Rosh Hasharabim, Midrabanan. So that's why if you have a huge area and you have these, it's covered by like seeds and vines, so then you aim to tata ba'al barba amos. Then you would have a limit of arba amos. Again, but that's not our issue right now. But the main issue was this covering. If it's covered, the mavi is covered, then it is kosher, it's not kosher vesuka. Chamas merumis elasa. If you have a roof on the mavui, but it's mostly, it's not totally covered. The sun is more than the shade. Besukah psal psula mavui kasher. Sukkah makura. If you have a sukkah that's covered by very wide boards, that's not a sukkah. That's a roof. Psula mavui makura kasher. So you see all of these. Ravacha b'shem Ravoshia lo sof davar makura. And not if Ravoshia says even if the mavui is not totally covered, elafilu nasan maltira. If you have one wide board, v'yish barochav arba tachim materes is a mavui. Question mark, right? This is all, what have we given examples? Mavi and Sukkah are not the same requirements. So don't tell me that the reasons for Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the first Mishnah in Erevin is the same as the reasons for Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the first Mishnah in Sukkah. So we got to work to figure out what are the svaras for Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim here. So we'll have to pick up with that next time. We'll start with Ilu Bias as we had a Haskalah here in Maseches Sukkah.